Your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction. A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings on their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 15th of February. Well, the month is more than half over. How about that? Prepper tip of the day, a couple of things. First of all, the largest industrial supplier in the United States, they have 1.5 million products for sale. Everything from little tiny nuts and screws and bolts to pretty serious pieces of equipment, big generators and so forth. Granger, their website is worldwideweb.granger.com, worldwideweb.granger.com. That's Golf Romeo Alpha India November Golf Echo Romeo, granger.com. Great to have a hard ink on paper catalog that's thousands of pages, many thousands of pages. You need that catalog for reference, if nothing else. You'll find solutions to the things around your home, farm, and ranch, and your business. Of course, it's meant for business people. And also, what used to be the Thomas Register, I first ran across the Thomas Register They had hard copy, ink on paper books, 11 by 17, took up 6 feet of book space on the shelf of the reference section at the library. Now it's all online, and their website is World Wide Web, thomasnet.com, thomasnet.com. They list, get this, 700,000 industrial and commercial suppliers, who in turn have many millions of products that they sell, anything from safety pins to Boeing 747s. I mean, this is the place. Anything and everything manufactured in the United States of America is listed at thomasnet.com. So that's your prepper tip of the day. A couple of resources for you folks out there, and make use of it as you will. We're going to have open lines this hour. Call numbers 800-313-9443. This whole situation with Mr. Flynn having to resign his position, I haven't really studied up on it this much. Apparently, there could be a lot of behind-the-scenes intrigue going on. I don't know. The Donald Trump administration may be having some leaks taking place that he does not intend. I think the guy is smart enough that he could have intentional leaks to accomplish his goals. Of course, he's that smart. But that's something that story is still unwinding. And we'll be learning more about that as time moves forward. Professor McKinney's statements about 500 arrests regarding pedophilia is good news. I take it as good news. I have not found the documentation on that yet, but I'll be talking to Tim Spencer, and maybe he can come up across it. This whole pedophilia thing... I first became aware of it with, like I said, the first hour there, when I was in this veterans organization in St. Louis, and a senior level management person who's probably now since retired told me about what they had down in the vault. This is in St. Louis, Missouri, at the Military Records Center in St. Louis, which is the largest single repository of military records in the United States, military veterans records. He says, oh, yeah, John, we have Henry Kissinger's records down in the vault. And by the way, Henry Kissinger likes little boys. So at certain levels, this is pretty well known. And here's the thing with pedophiles. Once they have the evidence of a man or a woman engaging in pedophilia, they own you. But you have no choice. You have to do whatever they want you to do. That's why that whole thing takes place, is to control men and women, to get them to do their bidding. It's horrendous. It's satanic. It's illegal. It's all those things. But that, in fact, is what happens. There's out there in California, the Oroville Dam, the tallest dam in the United States. I always thought Hoover Dam was the tallest, but apparently the 700-foot tall dam is the tallest. There's more rainstorms on the way. I don't know what they're going to do to try to mitigate and keep that spillway from collapsing the whole dam, which it certainly is at risk of doing. They're allowing people to return to their homes. I saw reports on Steve Quayle's website about the looting taking place in that area. People doing what people do, taking advantage of the situation. So hopefully the authorities will get that under control. Hopefully the authorities will do something to prevent that dam from collapsing. It's more than 2,000 dams in the United States. And apparently a lot of them have, shall we say politely, deferred maintenance. Now, there are reports going back as far as 12 years ago on this Oroville Dam being at risk, which the authorities got the reports, and they chose to ignore the reports and not do anything to mitigate. Not a smart thing. Not a smart thing. And, of course, the excuse is always we don't have the money. Well, If you don't have the money now, what are you going to? How are you going to pay for all the tens of millions of dollars damage, and how are you going to compensate people for loss of life if that happens also, because you chose to ignore the warnings about the structure being at risk? Good question. Excellent question. But they'll, as one article said, they'll probably blame it on some low-level custodian or a low-level maintenance person as to why the dam failed. That happens a lot. That does happen a lot, where the blame gets pushed down to the lowest level, and the people at the top who were in positions of trust and responsibility and could actually do something about it didn't. And we've seen that many times in the past, and we'll see it in the future. That's, once again, human nature, isn't it? Well, spring is nigh upon us here in South Central Missouri. I believe tonight might be the last night below freezing, in my opinion. I hope I'm right. We'll see. We're already having what we call the tree frogs around here singing their songs in the evening. Birds building nests. In fact, I smacked a mosquito a couple of days ago. Surely that's a sign of spring being upon us, isn't it? The political situation in this country, it's not over. Just because we elected the right guy president, it's not over. The people who oppose us, George Soros and his minions, still have tons of money, still have lots of power. They have not gone away. So don't give up. You need to be active in Gun Owners of America. They are far more efficient, I think, when it comes to lobbying Congress and pro-gun matters. NRA, of course, you join the NRA. I don't agree with everything the NRA does on one hand. On the other, they have a lot of clout in Congress. Mostly doing the right things. Mostly. At the local level, at the county levels, where you can really have an impact. There's more than 3,000 counties in the United States of America. I think about 3,300, if I'm not mistaken, give or take a little. In most of those 3,000 counties, there's a core group of maybe 30 or 40 or 50 men and women who decide what happens in that county, who gets elected, and who doesn't get elected. Seriously. These Republican central committees at the county level, they have a lot of influence and a lot of power. They do, seriously. Same thing in a Democratic county. Same thing applies in Democratic counties. And I've seen counties transition from Democratic to Republican. The one I spent a lot of my adolescence in, Jefferson County, Missouri, was solidly Democratic for decades, is now solidly Republican. Point being, at the county level, a person or two or three people or eight or ten can have a huge impact, a huge influence. Who gets elected sheriff? Who gets selected to these judge positions, county administrator and so forth, prosecuting attorney? They have different names for these positions in different jurisdictions, but you get the picture. Electing a man or a woman who is a strict Constitution-believing patriot, Constitution-supporting patriot in these 3,000 counties. It's not optional, in my opinion. Seriously, it is not optional. And at that county level, you, a few of your friends, 8 or 10 friends who are willing to work together as a team, can have a very important, very significant, and very positive impact. Who gets to be sheriff? Who gets to be elected judge? And so forth. Prosecuting attorney. Having men and women who support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, in these positions, who will stand up to overreach from the federal government. It's very important. The county sheriffs are the last line of defense between us and the New World Order. They are. The county sheriff is the highest elected law enforcement official, the highest law enforcement official in any county, except those that where they've gone to a charter form of government, some of these other things they've dreamed up with to diffuse and water down the power of the sheriff. They did that in St. Louis County, for example. I went to a charter form of government, and the county sheriff just became a figurehead with no power of the traditional kind. Just another clerk, basically. But in most of these 3,000 counties, the county sheriff still has same authority and power that they had 150, 200 years ago. The highest law enforcement official in the county. If the FBI comes into the county or the DEA, they can tell them to take a hike. They can. They have that authority. They seriously do. That's how powerful the county sheriff is. New World Order does not like county sheriffs. They really don't. That's why they're moving when they can and where they can to eliminate county sheriffs. And they've done that with some success in a lot of jurisdictions. If that's being proposed in your area to go to a charter form of government or some form of government where your county officials are no longer elected, which would be the county clerk, the recorder of deeds, the prosecuting attorney, the sheriff, resist that with everything you have. Seriously. These attempts to change the county governments need to be resisted. Those elected officials then become appointed officials, no longer accountable to the people because they weren't elected, only accountable to the people that appoint them in their positions. And, of course, they're going to do what they're told to do to keep their jobs, make sure that paycheck keeps coming and they got a pension at the end of the road. But most of 3,000 counties still function pretty much the same way they did 150, 175 years ago, where county officials are elected by a majority vote, and they hold office as long as they can maintain their popularity with the electorate. And that's the way it should be. Seriously, that is the way it should be. That's what works. I've known a lot of county sheriffs, worked with a lot of them. All the ones I've known and worked with were good, honest men that did want to do the right thing for the right reasons. If they were involved in corruption, I was not aware of it. And I have my doubts about a couple of them, but my dealings with them were always good as a criminal investigator. They were helpful, provided resources for me. I dated the niece of one of those sheriffs when I was in college. A great guy. He was sheriff of Jefferson County for decades. And when I got my appointment as a criminal investigator working for the public defender, 25 years old, he opened up resources to me that I didn't have access to otherwise, such as the statewide computer system that was in its infancy at the time. So I could track down the witnesses that I needed to locate, sometimes suspects as well. But in certain segments of the Patriot community, there's this feeling that law enforcement is the enemy. That's wrong. That is wrong, wrong, wrong. The majority of men and women that are police officers and deputy sheriffs, they understand their oath of office. They understand that their obligation is to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. They know that. They respect that. And they do their best to live up to it. They really seriously do. Are there some bad apples in the mix? Of course there are. They're just human beings. Of course there are. That's a given. But the overwhelming majority of men and women who go through that training. In Missouri, I believe it's 600 hours of training. And put that badge on, strap on that pistol when they walk out the door in the morning. The overwhelming majority of them are doing the right things for the right reasons. The overwhelming majority of sheriffs and chiefs of police, the same thing. They're doing the right things for the right reasons. They are not the enemy. And you get the response that you expect. I have a friend in particular. He treats everybody, every man and woman with a badge and a gun, as if they're as if they are the enemy. And guess what response he gets? Not a very good one. People can pick up on what you think. People can pick up on your attitude. And when you treat somebody in that manner, what do you expect? What do you expect? We have a break coming up here. To call numbers 800-313-9443. And we'll take your questions, calls, and comments. Stay tuned. Be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I was talking to Wes Peters the other day, and he continues to amaze me at the diligence that he brings to the table, the knowledge he brings to the table, and he really looks forward to helping all of you to understand and clarify your goals and achieve your goals. Right now, if you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, scroll down to the Swiss America tile there on the left side, you'll see all the brand new articles as of today. Wall Street's fear index drops the most in about 5 months as Trump spooks market watch, and many more, and many more. It's peace of mind knowing that Wes Peters has been doing this for 8 years, and Swiss America has been at it for 36 years. Go to my website, scroll down to the Swiss America tile, read what you need to read, and then call Wes Peters. Here's Wes's telephone number. It's 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 15th day of February. Well, the month is more than half over. This is a short month, only 28 days here in February. Year's well underway. And people are making their plans for the spring and summer, of course. I'm doing so. I assume you are also. One of the things I'd like you to consider is to have me come to your community as a speaker. You may have a church that might want to bring me there, maybe a college or a university, perhaps a company. Doesn't matter what kind of group it is, even your family. I have spoken to families. Once you have enough people together, it spreads the cost out enough to make it financially feasible. It's expensive, somewhat expensive, to bring me to a community to speak. But if you go to my website at thelibertyman.com and click on Uncle Sam there at the top of my website, there's three pages that will give you the information you need to figure this out, and let's make this happen. I'll be in North Carolina in April. It's not firmed up yet. Buffalo, New York, April or May. That's not firmed up yet either. I took most of 2016 off in terms of traveling to other venues for speaking. I was real busy in 2015. I'd have to sit down and look at how many road trips I made for speaking engagements in 2015. It was a bunch. But I believe 2017 is going to be another one where we have John Moore on the road a lot to the various speaking engagements in various venues. And I'm willing to go overseas. I know a lot of people are big advocates and really thrilled about the thought of traveling anywhere. I'm not one of those people. I will travel if the need arises and go someplace for business. But quite frankly, a 17-mile road trip on my motorcycle to get lunch is just fine with me. but I will travel if I need to. I will. So check that out. Getting back to being politically active, it's something very few people choose to do. A tiny, tiny percentage, I would say 1 or 2% would be optimistic. It's just simple the way people are. People don't understand it. They have all their obligations, their profession, family obligations, social obligations to church and so forth, and adding one more thing to it, and of course people have their hobbies, which people should have hobbies, is just too much if people don't want to get involved. That's where writing a check to Gun Owners of America can come in, or writing a check to National Rifle Association can come in. Even if you prefer to not get involved in the nuts and bolts of getting a good county sheriff elected, you can help out by helping these organizations. Pretty painless to write a check to Gun Owners of America, or to write a check to the National Rifle Association, or to Oath Keepers. Oath Keepers are doing a lot of good work also. Of course, getting involved personally is something to consider as well. Very few people will do it, but it's something to consider. And here's our bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get an opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back. Let's jump. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 15th day of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Quite frankly, I'm having a lot of fun working with my friend Tim Spencer, my webmaster, finding items for the two sections of my website. One section is survival and tactical gear. The other is the tactical books, survival and tactical books, at my website, thelibertyman.com. Just in the last couple of days, under survival and tactical gear, we've posted a number of perimeter security devices, including electronic alarm systems, video surveillance systems, and mechanical devices that make a nice loud pop when somebody trips a tripwire. Pretty neat. So be sure and check those out. You have a lot of fun with it. I know I do. And, of course, the energy cleaner. What are you waiting for, guys? You know? Seriously, what are you waiting for? If you have arthritis pain, if you have back pain, if you're not getting a great night's sleep, what in the world are you waiting for? Are you risking anything? No, because I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee on energy cleaner. Only $285 shipping included. Most people these days are getting a factory-made fitted mattress pad from the get-go. They fit your mattress perfectly. They're twin size, full, queen, king, California king, just shipped to California King yesterday, an energy cleaner. And get it all set up and then get on the road to recovery. So why don't you do what I do? Wake up in the morning pain-free with a great night's sleep, ready to hit it again. Get all details at my website, thelibertyman.com. You can order it right off my website, thelibertyman.com. I do take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online, MasterCard, Visa. Checks, yes, checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. My toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. All right. We have open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 800-313-9443. I can't say where all this is going to go, involving the national scene, the international scene. We have powerful enemies. We have very big burdens to be overcome, if they can be overcome. Even if Donald Trump was able to craft a way to deal with a $20 trillion debt, it just keeps getting added to exponentially because of Medicare and Medicaid. Department of Defense, well, that's a chunk of spending too. That needs to be brought under control, building things that don't need to be built, such as the F-35. A friend of mine who is an F-15 engineer, he says the Air Force stopped buying the F-15s with the latest upgrades because it was too embarrassing, too humiliating to have an F-15 that basically does everything an F-35 does, with the exception that the F-15 can be flown in the rain, where the F-35 can't. Maybe they fixed that, but how humiliating is it to spend all that money on an F-35 and you can't even fly the darn thing in the rain? How embarrassing and humiliating is that? You can fly a World War II aircraft in the rain and not get wet. Oh, well. Yeah, Donald Trump is the real deal. He really is. He's got more money than a human being could possibly spend in one lifetime. He doesn't need the money. In fact, being president of the United States is a severe reduction in his annual income. Massive. What does the president of the United States make? $250,000 a year, something like that? That's a small percentage of what this man is used to making in terms of annual income. Why is he doing it? Well, he's a husband. He's a father. He loves his country. He wants to see the country he loves grow and prosper and be safe. All he's doing when it comes to immigration is enforcing the laws he swore to protect. You know, he's the executive. That's his job. He's a chief executive. And his job is to make sure the laws of the United States are enforced, including immigration laws. Listen to the arguments, the counter-arguments. Oh, it'll cost too much to deport all the illegal aliens. They're not undocumented immigrants. They're illegal aliens. They're criminals. By definition, doesn't matter if they're brought here as a one-year-old. That doesn't change their status as being criminals. They're still criminals. It's a human tragedy that their parents engage in that activity to make their infant children criminals, but they did. It's kind of funny, the criticism that Donald Trump receives for our immigration laws, enforcing our laws of the land. Look at Mexico. Their immigration laws are far more harsh than ours. Far more harsh. Most countries are. Most countries on this planet have far more strict and far more harsh penalties for violating their immigration laws than the United States of America. I was talking to a young man. He's one semester away from graduating at the University of Missouri in engineering down at Rolla. And he's talking about some of these foreign students there. And they have their visas to be in the United States going to this university, which is the way it should be. And how they do anything and everything they can to avoid going back to the dirty, smelly, godforsaken place that they came from. They don't. Once they get here and they're walking down streets that don't smell like urine, there's public bathrooms that are actually clean and actually exist, because many places don't even have public bathrooms. You can drink water without fear of getting from a tap, without fear of getting some illness, and so on and so on. The police don't stop you and hit you up for a bribe to let you go, which is the way many police departments are in other parts of the world. You don't need to pay a bribe to mail a letter or have any public employee do anything, which is the way it is in many parts of the world, where public employees in other parts of the world, other governments, they expect a small bribe. It doesn't need to be much, but it's an expected thing for them to do their job. They get here and they like it. Can't blame them. I can't blame them at all. Now, typically, these young men and women are the best and brightest. They may not be the best and brightest if they come from a wealthy family. They might have some fairly marginal IQs. But they're here and they like it. They don't want to go back. Can't blame them at all. On one hand. On the other, there's tens of millions of illegal aliens in this country, not just Mexicans. That southern border is being crossed a lot by people from the Middle East. Do all of them intend harm? No, all of them don't. Clearly, obviously, all of them don't, but many do. That's the ones Donald Trump is concerned about. That's the ones I'm concerned about. The men and women crossing that southern border illegally that come here for no good purpose. They come here to be sleeper agents, to blend in with whatever community they go to, live and work there, and keep a low profile until they get notification to do whatever criminal act that their handlers want them to do. The stories about the UPS aircraft bringing people in. You know, I've confirmed that privately. These regional airports at night, they're pretty much ghost towns. There'll be some people in their air traffic control tower, maybe a few maintenance people around, but everybody else has gone home. It's real easy to land a UPS aircraft, and these can be converted from cargo to passengers in just a few hours, by the way. They're a dual-use aircraft. They can land, taxi over to a dark part of the regional airport, and discharge their illegal aliens into the Chevy Suburbans, where they disperse all over the country. That's like I say, I've confirmed that privately from my own private sources. It probably is still going on. I don't know. I don't know if Donald Trump has been able to figure this out and stop it or not. I hope he has. I hope he has. So we shall see. We shall see. It's a lot. Being president of the United States is a burden. He's put together a great team of men and women who know what they're doing, and they will do the right things for the right reasons. And it's got the New World Order. It's got scared them out of their pants. It has, seriously. I love it. I love it. At one point, I was really concerned that Donald might not get elected, and I was making some last-minute preparations to deal with the the evil one, Hillary, getting elected. Her executive orders would have been far different from Donald Trump. Open up the border. Come on in. Anti-gun stuff. Anti-family stuff. Donald Trump's probably going to reverse this executive order that allows men to go into the girls' locker room. That needs to happen. It seriously does. This trying to normalize sexual deviancy, trying to normalize sexual deviancy is wrong on the face of it. Bringing in, teaching youngsters, pre-puberty youngsters, about sexual deviancy as being something normal and acceptable is wrong and needs to stop. It does. And I think our new director of education will help do that. There's no place in any schools, in my opinion, to be teaching youngsters, junior high school and younger, about sexual deviancy and making it seem to be normal, a normal, even desirable lifestyle, alternative lifestyle, as I say. That's simply wrong. It needs to stop. Donald Trump has a lot of enemies. I believe he's kept his private security. We were working with the Secret Service. I don't know that for a fact. I haven't looked into it. I know before he took office, that was the case. Maybe it's now only Secret Service. I don't know. But the men and women I've known in the Secret Service are good guys and good gals who will protect this president with their own lives, if need be. That's the men and women I've known in the Secret Service. So he's well protected. There's an old saying in the business when it comes to executive protection: if you're willing to give up your life, you can kill anybody. Well, there would be a big exception when it comes to the president because of the layers of protection that this man has. And no, there's not going to be any risk taking on Mr. Trump's part, I don't believe, when it comes to going anywhere in public the next 4 years, hopefully 8 years. The uphill battle this man's got, he'll accomplish a lot in four, but it'll take an 8 years to reverse what went on with Bill Clinton, both the Bushes and Obama. That's a long legacy of executive orders, filling up these government agencies with people who would go along with that program. Obama appointed, we don't know how many Muslims, we know publicly about a bunch, but those Muslims, I'm sure, appointed other Muslims under him in these various agencies. They all need to be rooted out and given their pink slips. That's what needs to happen. Get rid of all the Muslims in all these agencies. Islam is fundamentally incompatible with Western civilization. It was a religion of peace for 10 years. It's been around for more than 1,600. It was a religion of peace for 10 years. When I started to say Obama, when Muhammad was in Mecca for 10 years before they ran him out with his few followers that he had. Well, the religion of peace thing wasn't working out too well for him. That's when he figured out, well, if I threaten to murder people, they'll probably join my religion. And they did. The threat of murder was enough to get people to convert. It's been that way ever since. So there's a lot to be done. We have anything and everything to stop Islam from coming to this country, to stop Muslims from coming to this country. That needs to happen. All the Muslims that are here need to be monitored. It's not just a religion. If you think that, you're living in a fantasy world. It's a complete way of life. They control everything. everything in the way these people live. There's a woman who had a fashion show in New York where she was featuring her very elegant hijabs. That's these scarves these women wear, these Muslim women wear. And the article was saying how elegant they were and how beautiful and how they reminded people of royalty from the Middle Ages. Hey, if you're a Muslim woman in Saudi Arabia and you fail to wear your hijab, you get beaten. You get corporal punishment, and you can be arrested and charged with a crime. How elegant is that? Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 15th of February. I cannot emphasize how important it is to be active at your local level. The powers that be, they understand the power of a sheriff at the county level. They really do. They don't like it. They are doing what they can to change it and do away with it with some limited success. And you need to know the heart of the man or woman running for sheriff. Are they just coming up with platitudes to get elected, or do they really believe in their heart in what the Constitution of the United States says? I've seen it both ways. I've seen men run for sheriff who will say that what appears to be the right words, and once they're elected, they just show their true colors as cronies of the men who run the county as a private club. And many counties are like that, where 10 or 12 men run the county as a private club. Typically, it's a mix of professionals, businessmen, doctors, lawyers, so forth, who run the county as if it was a private club for their own benefit. I've seen that many times. It can be broken, though. You have to have free and fair elections, which brings back to something very important. I'm going to end our discussion today with an emphasis on something very important. That's paper ballots counted at the precinct. I was in the Philippines about 7 years ago doing a presentation at the home of the former president of the Bank of the Philippines. And one of the attendees there, a medical doctor. These people speak better English than my hillbilly neighbors, by the way. He says, "John, we're real close to getting the electronic voting machines here, and we're so proud of that." And I said, "Doc, please don't do that. Please don't do that." I don't know what effect my words had on him, but I said, "Doctor, the only way, there is no other way, the only way to have free and fair elections is to have paper ballots that are counted at the precinct. You need both. You need the paper ballots and they need to be counted at the precinct level. That's an extra level of protection. Because once they've been counted at the precinct level, that number is firm and solid and can't be changed later on. There's initiatives in various states. I know there was one in Missouri. I assume it'll be back up again this year to have paper ballots counted at the precinct level. In your state, there may or may not be. I don't know, obviously, the status of the other 49 states. But once again, that's something the powers that be are fearful of, is free and fair elections. Was it Joe Stalin who said, "I don't care who votes, I care who counts the votes"? I've seen election fraud firsthand. I have. Several times. It does happen. Don't fool yourself. It does happen. Done for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, essential oils now while you can, your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.